renewal? Yes, my dear. Oh, yeah. Please, if not. We have 2 years for Glen Tower.
All right, and someone said they had one little thing that they needed to announce. Was it Ed? Okay.
Ed has something he wants to talk
about. I was put on the visiting list for Vaughn Morton, and you have to be approved by the family and medical team before they'll let you get in here. He's doing much better, but he still is... he's in a different place and has an awful lot of pent-up anger and so if you find it in your heart to do so, fall on your knees and give a prayer for him because he needs all the help that you get. They finally diagnosed what he has, which is Rudy's dementia, Rudy's body. He may not be coming back.
Who does not have blue tie and pocket squares for the contest? Anybody else?
Okay, I want to get in touch with my son, give you a call.
Oh, yes, I would love that. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just
going to
see. Lost tonight, I'll probably want to get home. So, I'll be sending you the schedule for the contest weekend. And I will get that out there. I'll try to get an answer to email that tonight.
If any of you need a black varsity dress shirt, go to Sears on Merlin Avenue. They're going to be closing the store the 13th of October. They have 70% off on dress black shirts. I bought one today for $4. So I have a nice shirt. It's a Covington shirt. And black buttons and a long sleeve and a skin shirt. So if you need a shirt,
asked about the festival. Vince mentioned the family stayed with us, and we had breakfast Sunday morning. And I thought they were going to leave at about 10:30, and I thought they finally got up in the face of 5 minutes. They appreciate really a lot of their parts here. But they were on our show. They came back. One of their relatives drove up from Kansas City to be sure and see them because they'd never heard them sing.
Ooh.
And they just wanted me to tell all of you that they appreciate all the love and support that this chorus has given them. And if you don't know, When You Wish Upon a Star was written by Sandy and David Wright, and they went into great length telling me about singing and their house, how many bedrooms they had, and all of David's toys that he's got there.
Easy.
But they're very appreciative of the course, and they love the show. And basically, they said, this is the best festival, because they've been doing a lot of festivals, and they said, this is the best festival that they have been to and that they have gone to, and they tell other people about that. So kudos to you guys. They wanted to be sure I gave you that message.
The kids did a lot of their good work.
Well, they sure did.
They did. If you don't know, and I'll try to put their, that they were going to send me what they sent. They worked with four girls from the Beta High School for 2 hours. They sat around in a circle, and the kids just asked them questions, and then they sang a tag or two, and the girls from the Beta went home saying, we're going to form a quartet. anyway, thanks, everybody, for all your time on this.
Thank you.